So, this past week, not only did we have Jay Powell speak, but we had the coronavirus, and we joked about this. We joked about this about a month ago. We were talking about this virus from China and how that was going to possibly affect the markets. Can you believe it? It's kind of like Nostradamus. Do you ever listen to Nostradamus and how he predicts the future and these things start to happen? I'm not saying I'm Nostradamus, no, but I just think the parallel is kind of weird in that we had the coronavirus on Monday and Friday literally take the market down like over 700 points. I mean, that's incredible if you think about it. Just, okay, so anyway, but what I'm getting at is this past week, Fred and Ginger came into my office, and Fred and Ginger work for, let's just call them financial services groups. And the two of them are in their 60s and they're thinking about retiring. And their biggest question was, are they going to run out of money in retirement? Now, they've saved diligently all these years. They've worked for 20 plus years in the industry. They've done real well. They've saved a lot of money. They've paid down their house, but they don't know if they can retire. And so as we were going through this meeting, I realized there's 8 smart things that they could do to make sure that they don't run out of money in retirement. And that's exactly what they wanted to hear. So I thought today it would be a great time to talk about Fred and Ginger and their story and what happened there. Of course, it's all fictional. I never use people's names or, you know, I just don't. I mean, come on, these are real stories, but I don't want someone to get embarrassed, particularly if they're thinking of leaving work. Because Ginger's being real strategic and she's waiting for her bonus before she takes off. And that's smart. And I don't blame her. So anyway, that's how that goes. But anyway, today we're going to talk about these 8 smart money moves that you can make before you retire so you don't run out of money in retirement. And this is going to be a lot of fun. So let's get started and talk about the market. Coronavirus. Coronavirus took down the market on Monday and Friday. 11,800 people allegedly have been diagnosed with the coronavirus in China. So the market was down for the week, down 733 points on the Dow. NASDAQ was off 163 and the S&P was off 70. So these bigger indexes were down over 2%. 2.5 on the Dow, pretty big. So people started wondering, you know, what's going on? Well, first of all, these Monday and Friday were the two worst days for the market so far this year, just to put it in perspective. The major indexes now are negative on the year. So for all those of you who are feeling pretty, I don't know, pretty chipper, pretty proud of yourself, pretty, this is just going to keep going forever. You're wrong. You're down negative. Is that sad? I'm sorry. The other thing that's been going on is the Treasury. Now, I talk about this all the time. You remember we had the inverted yield curve between the 10-year and the 2-year, and everyone was saying, recession, recession, recession. Whenever the 10-year inverts on the 2-year, it's a sign of a recession. Well, we know that has pulled off. And I'm not saying there's a recession here in the future, but what I'm saying is there's a slowdown. And what's amazing is you've heard that expression, you can't fight the Fed. Well, I'm going to say this week that it had something to do with the coronavirus, but I think it also had something to do with Jay Powell. Now, Jay Powell, as you know, is the head of the Fed, and he spoke to us all this week, and I've never seen Jay so animated. I mean, he was a little animated this week, and I got a couple things. This is my takeaway. I mean, look, I'm just saying what I think. So I think that Jay is concerned. Why? Because he said that asset prices are elevated. And he said that the coronavirus, this was before Friday, he said this was a risk to the market, and he saw a risk to the downside on the market before an upside. I mean, this is Jay Powell saying this. So you have a little bit of forecasting going on there. And then he also said that this was very important, that they're going to taper back their accommodation with the T-bills. Now, I want to explain something to you. Anybody like Alice in Wonderland? I know you do. So it's a bit like Alice in Wonderland. When you go to the tea party and they give you tea and you drink the tea, you're having a great time. But when the tea wears off, it's not so much fun to wake up, is it? And that's what's going on right now. You see, in September, the Fed started adding treasury bills to the system in a big way. And this is the tea, and the tea kept coming. They kept coming. The market liked it. And we saw December do real well, and January started doing well. But then Jay this week, like the red wig, Jay this week said, at some point in the future, we're going to start taking away the punch, the tea, whatever you want to call it. And I think the market didn't like that. It just didn't want to show you right away, but it needed some other catalyst to propel what we saw on Friday. And I keep telling you now, at these elevated levels, these sort of movements down the rabbit hole are going to be daily, okay? So you just have to get used to this and don't panic. And I know I didn't get one call. So I know our clients are comfortable with where they sit because they use the system called Riskalyze that we have, which really helps them show their upside and downside so they understand that. And if you don't have something like that, maybe you need to get something like that. But Jay was saying he wants ample reserves in the system because he wants to see inflation at 2%. Now, those are all very strong statements about where things are going. And remember, you can't fight the Fed. So what should you be buying or selling in this environment? Well, again, if you missed my show, week 3, go to pyaradio.com where you hear I talk about that in more detail. But for right now, let me highlight it. I think 3M is kind of interesting because of the surgical masks. You know, all these people running around with corona, they're trying to avoid it. They're putting on these masks. Who makes the masks? 3M. Okay. I like Facebook. I like Alibaba right now. Alphabet. Semis and technology. Gold. A little gold. And emerging markets. I think emerging markets are still kind of cool. I'm selling right now. Tesla, Estee Lauder, Exxon. I'm not so sure. You know, they're paying a nice dividend now. The stock was yielding over 5.6%. That's better than junk bonds. Can you believe that? So Chevron, which is a pretty good company, is now yielding more than junk bonds. And this is due to the price of oil and what's going on with travel as a result of corona. It's incredible. This is like the movies. You can't make this stuff up. Well, next week, we've got more earnings coming, a lot more earnings coming. And you saw this past week, we had a lot of earnings. And when stocks report well, like Amazon did, wow, they jump, they pop, they do well. Apple, of course. But then when things happen in the market, that comes away, right? And then if they say the future's bad or they report negatively, stocks get pounded. So we're not through this yet. Next week's going to be a lot more earnings. And so be prepared. Alphabet, we see Monday. You got Disney, Ford, Clorox on Tuesday. And can't even read my own writing. Anyway, from the economic side of things, Monday we've got the ISM manufacturing. Remember, I always look at that because that's a signal of a recession. We got Wednesday, the ADP employment. Next week's a big week for employment, so that's tied into the consumer. And Friday, we see the January jobs report. Any one of those things could create more of a downside with this market, so it may not be over. Monday's going to be a super fascinating day. Do you step in? Do you continue to keep your dry powder around? That's what I'm thinking right now. So anyway, that's my take. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, do you have enough money to retire this year? Well, when I come back, you're going to find out. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Show. We'll be right back.
A Kojo Media Experience.